Monday, December 29th, 2008. President Obama. I am a gay activist and progressive, and voted for you. In good faith, of course, that you would begin the desperately sought resolution to include gay people at the table of equal rights, along with other long-suffering minorities. My expectation was most reasonable for a Democratic politician, that in spite of being against gay marriage, you would denounce the unbridled homophobic vitriol from the fundamentalist faction that has been plaguing our nation for at least two decades. You could have selected any person of the cloth to open your historic inauguration to represent the inclusive unity you so frequently espouse. Among these choices for the opening prayer number many ministers, preachers, reverends, and priests who do not vociferate anti-gay vitriol from the pulpit. Instead, you chose a most divisive fundamentalist over a vast array of uniters, one who utters the most vulgar and hateful words against our sexual minority citizens. For a man of great intelligence, as you clearly are, I'm sure you fully realize the implications of your choice, which belies your claim that you are a stalwart defender of gay equality. In fact, your unfortunate selection gives tacit approval for fag bashes to increase their attacks against sexual minorities in spite of our Constitution's mandate to keep church and state separate and to protect any minority from majority attack. I must conclude that you have deliberately chosen to violate one of America's most sanctified laws. For being so well informed and worldly, you could not have made this choice out of ignorance. It is tragic and shameful that you, America's first person of color to be elected to the highest office of our unfair land, have chosen to perpetrate the ignoble tradition of anti-gay persecution by African Americans at large. In so doing, you have given the green light for furthering such bigotry, giving a thumbs up, as it were, towards increased violence against homosexuals. How so many who voted for you must now be dancing for joy that they'll also be rid of those goddamn faggots for once and for all. Huh. President Obama, as one who is also well-educated, intelligent, and a progressive, I can only conclude that, in spite of your excessive IQ, you have failed to hold true reverence towards equal rights for all minorities. In choosing to make gay people an exception to this most American ideal, I have to conclude that, in spite of your obvious intelligence, you are nonetheless a fool and my enemy.